Coach, congratulations. A phenomenal year, and what a way to cap it with a national title.
Oh, thank you, Chris. We are so excited and so proud of the team and of Maya Jansen and Aaron Routliff. It's been quite a strong and exciting finish to a already kind of banner season. It just kind of topped it off.
6-1, 6-love in the finals. Good grief. Their coach said it's like having a no-hitter thrown against you in the World Series. I mean, that's unbelievable. It's one thing to win, but to so much for nerves, I guess, huh?
Well, you know, I laugh. I mean, I think we made NCAA history in all sincerity. I don't believe that there has ever in the history of the NCAA's been a match quite like that in the championship round. And we tried to do a little bit of research to, you know, kind of investigate that. But Maya and Aaron lost 13 points total, and 4 of those points came within one game. So, you know, there were only 9 other points accounted for on Georgia's behalf. And, you know, I think it's just credit to the game plan and to Maya and Aaron's execution. They just kept getting better through the course of the season, and they really elevated their games, when it was time for the individual doubles competition, and they could just focus on the doubles. You know, it was like with each round, you could see the momentum and the confidence building, and by the end, they were clearly the best team in the tournament. And I'm not saying that because I coached them, and obviously I'm very biased, but I had more than a few coaches say, hands down, they were the best team in the tournament. So credit to Maya and Aaron. That's incredible.
17 years you've been at the helm of the program, and you and I've talked about this before. You've literally gone from having to basically post flyers around campus asking if there are any girls that can play because you're having problems filling the roster, to now you've got the best finish in school history and no sign of letting up. I mean, this is a program that's in position to sustain this now, Coach. I know you never relax, but are you allowing yourself to take a deep breath and smile and enjoy what's going on?
Well, you know, it's funny, Chris. This season motivates me probably more than ever, and I've kind of found that to be true with our team as well. We're sort of already, you know, having little whispers of things we need to start working on to get better. Sure, I think you certainly enjoy it. I mean, we just got back late yesterday, and we're already kind of gearing towards camp, which starts this Sunday, and then back on the recruiting trail. So, you know, I think in this profession, if you really, really want to be at your best all the time, there really is not a whole lot of time to sit back and say, golly, what a great season. But I will say this. I think we did a really good job of enjoying it as we went through the season. And I made sure to tell the girls yesterday before they walked on the court for the championship match. I said, we were at the courts, practice courts in the morning, and I said, do me a favor. I said, you guys make a deal with me. And they kind of looked at me like, you know, what is she going to say? And I said, make sure that you really enjoy this. Enjoy every moment. Embrace it. You've worked hard. You deserve to be here. You've earned it. Now really enjoy it. Whatever happens, you know, let's play our games. Let's execute the game plan that we have in place. But really, really kind of soak it all in and enjoy it. And I did the same. You know, somebody asked me when we won if I was relieved. And I don't think that would be the word that I would use to describe my feeling at the end. I was overwhelmed with just sheer, you know, joy and, you know, just watching them, you know, work their way through the tournament, work their way through the season, work out kinks and the, you know, fine tune things. And that's what I'd kind of say about the 17 years that I've been here. I don't know, everybody's path is different, and when I got to Alabama, I think things were, you know, kind of had sort of slipped away, and the team was decimated, and we kind of had to put the pieces back together and rebuild it, and basically from the ground up. And you know, I think everybody has a lot of ownership in the program, like we've discussed before. I mean, the players, you know, the past managers and assistant coaches. And, like I said, you know, credit to all the players that have played at Alabama, but it's been fun. It's been rewarding. I think it's taken a lot of hard work and a lot of diligence and a lot of patience, a lot of determination, all the characteristics that I think, you know, they're intangibles, but I certainly think that we've possessed all of those characteristics through the 17 years. I don't think we've had any teams that we're very talented, and I'm not gonna, you know, dismiss that, but I think equally as much as our talent, we play as a team first and foremost. It's not about any one individual. It's absolutely team, and it's Alabama first, and we play together. And Chris, I'm a big believer that good things happen when everyone's working together for the same goal, you know, the same cause. And I'm talking about our managers, our trainers, our staff, our, you know, executive staff, our, you know, the people that do maintenance and landscaping at our facility. It's a total team effort. And I feel so blessed that so many people have contributed so much to our program. I feel overwhelmed with like appreciation and, you know, sort of that gratefulness of having this opportunity to lead Alabama. I mean, what a great position to be in. I don't know if we could script it any better. So
Jenny Mines is the head coach of the University of Alabama Women's Tennis Program. Just back from Athens, the individual championship claimed by Maya Jansen and Aaron Ratliff, the first national title in program history. Coach, that is not the only thing going on with the program, though. I mentioned today you just found out you finished sixth in the country, the highest finish in the final poll, first ever finish in the top 10 after finishing 11th each of the last 2 years. How do you take this and build on it? Because I know you said you used it was more motivation having success, but in terms of the program as a whole, where do you take this now?
Well, you know, Chris, we went into the championship seated and ranked number 2 in the country, and we really felt like we had a shot at the whole thing. And not that we overlooked anyone or anything. We took one match at a time and you know, kept, I really believe that we just took one at a time and focused on what was in front of us. But we lost to North Carolina, who made it to the finals, and lost to UCLA in a thriller 4-3, you know, just an incredible match. And I think it made us all realize, from the players and staff, coaches, everyone, that you know, that really could, I'm not going to say should, because North Carolina beat us and it was a good match. We had our chances and we didn't capitalize on them. But it made us realize that we're ready for that. You know, it's the next step in our program. So, you know, we have lots of positives to build on from not just this year, I believe, but the last couple of years. I mean, we finished, you know, top in the conference the last 4 or 5 years, anywhere from number 2 to number 3 to number 4 to number 1 this year. We winning it all, winning the SEC. And so we certainly have a lot of, you know, really good positives, a lot of great firsts that happen within the program. But we believe that we can do it all. We believe that we're ready to move to the next level. I was yesterday after the match, I was saying, I was telling the reporter, well, we're getting there. And Marie Robbins from the athletic department, our associate AD, was standing behind me, and she said, Jenny, you know, you are there. And I was sort of like, what? You know, yeah. We're not there. And I think my mentality for so many years has been fight, and grow the program and build the program and get better. And now, you know, we have done that. We're at another level, but now the same things require doesn't change. We want to finish number 1. We want to win a national championship, and I believe we can at Alabama. I believe we have the support, the resources, the facilities, certainly the talent level, the leadership within our program. You know, the depth. That's one thing that we've sort of been notorious for this season was our depth. I mean, we had 8 players that could have played anywhere in the lineup, which was, you know, quite a blessing. So we want to finish strong. We want to take it to the next level. And, we'd like to have more representation in the singles and doubles tournament. and we'd like to win another SEC championship. We'd like to win a national championship. And, you know, I don't think I'm being, you know, you have to be careful to keep things in perspective. And I feel very fortunate, like I said, where we have lots of good things to celebrate, but I'm ready to get back to work. I'm ready. I'm eager. And I think the team is too. I think we saw what we can do and we want to go do it. We got to keep up with the, you know, Sarah Patterson and Nick Saban and Mick Potter and J.C. Well and Patrick Murphy. You know, it's just a championship culture. And I think that it's a very healthy environment. We all push each other and I want to contribute. I want to help everybody else. So we got a lot of work to do.
Last thing, and I'll let you go so you can get after that work. But, you know, I work with baseball, and everybody that's involved with that program is so excited about the new stadium that's coming basically at the end of this year. Construction will begin on that. I know it's more than just putting a building up. That's not what transformed your program. But tell the listeners what having an elite facility in terms of your tennis center, both the indoor and the outdoor facility there, did for you in recruiting and being able to put it in position to compete for championships?
Well, Chris, I think that's a great, you know, type that what I call them, like a little nugget to focus on, because you're right. Coach Moore, Mal Moore, had a tremendous commitment. He had a tremendous vision for our facilities. And when we built the new Roberta Allison Baumgartner Indoor Tennis Facility in January 2012, that was the completion date, it helped change the face of our program in the sense that I think it really showed, you know, just very clearly the commitment level and the enthusiasm for men's and women's tennis at Alabama. Because, you know, you hear sometimes what, from other people, not from Alabama fans in Alabama, the community here. But, you know, you might hear from somebody else, well, Alabama's a football school. And I think a lot of people think that because, you know, we've been number one in football and we've won lots of national championships and we're on ESPN, you know, every week and obviously very deservingly so. But, you know, what's so neat about it is that I think we have tremendous support in all of our sports. And I've always felt that way. And when I say that, I mean with resources and facilities. And I believe that Mitch Gaspard, I think that facility is going to help them immensely with their recruiting and just with demonstrating that loyal commitment to, you know, baseball, just like it did with women's and men's tennis. And, it most assuredly made a difference because our recruiting has increased and improved in the last 4 years with making some upgrades to our outdoor tennis facility. And then, of course, the Roberta Allison indoor is as nice as any in the country. So that's a great point, and there's no question that that's helped immensely.
Coach, congratulations. I think this is maybe my fourth different radio show to do since we started talking about you and your program about 17 years ago. You have stayed the course. You've had great success. I'm extremely happy for you, and I know that even better things are to come. But really appreciate the time today as well.
Well, thank you, Chris, and I appreciate all the fans, and we had great representation. We had a lot of fans in Athens, and you guys are really good to us, and it's not, you know, does not go unnoticed. I feel like there's nowhere else to coach but the University of Alabama, and y'all have been really good to us. We appreciate it, so... thank you. Roll Tide.